A look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, I know if you ask my 7-year-old, one of his favorite parts about going to the beach, no matter what hour of the day, is seeing what the silly seagulls are doing out there. But let me tell you, if you live in the town of Waterford, maybe you're not so amped on the seagulls, specifically Cecil the Seagull. Now, I caught wind of this story earlier this month, and I just had to find out more. So joining us on the show to talk more about this is Tim Seaplick, who is the assistant director for the Waterford Recreation and Parks Department. And apparently, Tim, you've been getting a lot of calls about Cecil, haven't you?
Absolutely. A lot of calls, a lot of emails, a lot of posts on Facebook.
You know, I got to understand, what's up with Cecil? What's he doing to the sweet people of Waterford?
Well, it all started a few weeks back when I got wind from our staff down at the beach, the lifeguards, that we're having a little bit of an issue with seagulls. It turns out that it really mostly is one seagull, the same seagull day after day.
You know, I have to tell you a quick story, because when I first read this, it actually brought me a little deja vu moment. In my past life, when I worked as a television anchor and reporter at CBS up in Vermont, there was a similar situation, and it was a turkey who was brutal. He would literally almost stalk people who lived in this small town in Vermont, and the kids couldn't go outside and play. The amount of calls that went to the Parks and Rec to their version of Deep out there, it was crazy, and it reminds me a lot of Cecil. And I'm wondering if this happens from time to time, where we have just sort of an animal who just likes to, dare I say, ruffle feathers a little bit.
Yeah, it seemed to happen this time, that's for sure. You know, a lot of people have said, hey, there's really nothing crazy about this. This happens all the time. And they're absolutely right. I've been to other beaches where there's several seagulls attacking you. But in this case, Cecil must be so dominant that all the other seagulls stay out of his way. And then if he spills something, they get to jump in. But really, they let him be the thief and go in and steal grinders, sandwiches, cookies, anything he can get his beak on.
Wow. And do people, I mean, does he looks like a regular seagull, at least from, the generic pictures that are there. I don't know if anybody, other news sources have gotten video of him specifically. But like, do people in the town of Waterford, do they know, oh, there's Cecil, you got to avoid him? Or does he act a way that you could tell you're in the presence of a little troublemaker?
Yeah, absolutely. The lifeguards who are there 30, 40 hours a week, they know him for sure. There's little differences between the other seagulls, but he's honestly probably the biggest seagull on our beach. So that's the first one. And he does have this big red dot under his beak, which not all the other seagulls seem to have. And the regular that people that are here 2, 3, 4 times a week, they know exactly who he is. He seems to fly over behind you, kind of gets behind you, hovers, and then when comes over one shoulder or the other and knocks stuff out of your hands or just rips it out of your hand.
What do you do in that situation? Again, we've got Tim Seaplick here, who's the assistant director for the Waterford Recreation and Parks Department. And boy, have they gotten a lot of calls about this Cecil the Seagull. I mean, what can you do? It's not like a situation where if you've got a bear in your backyard, you call Deep, they come and they try to lure the bear out and they do, you know, whatever. What do you do with a troublesome seagull?
Yeah, of course, people have gotten their fingers nipped as he comes through. I mean, I don't think his intention is to bite your finger. I think he just wants that food, and he wants it bad. We spoke with Animal Control, and they said the best thing that we can do is just make people aware. So we posted signs. We posted on social media. Now with this interview, we were actually yesterday featured on the Today Show, a short clip, which is amazing. We had no idea. So Cecil really has gone viral. We just tell people to watch themselves. And if he does nip you or kind of gets in your way, you can always go over to the lifeguard stand and they can help you out.
Do you feel like, Tim, you're at a point, though, where if Cecil sticks around, I mean, again, I don't know if he's going to, you know, kind of go away as beachgoers are not going to be going, you know, in a few months, it's going to get colder out, obviously. And maybe he's like, forget this place, I'll go somewhere else. But do you think you're going to have to get to a point where, I don't want to say ban food on the beaches, but do you think there's going to have to be some kind of, hey, you know, eat at your own risk type of signage or rules in place just temporarily, or no?
No, we stayed away from that. We do have signs, you know, beware of the flying seagull or the stealing seagull. And again, most of the people, as soon as he goes after somebody, that area of the beach, they know, and everybody starts giggling and laughing and pointing. He's a wild animal, and, you know, we love Cecil. There's no hurt feelings or anything from us. Feel bad for a couple of the 3 and 4 year olds who now have a seagull fear, I guess. But we love him here. We do not feed him, though, and we ask you not to feed them. I'm not a seagull expert or a nutritionist, but I'm thinking that he needs a more natural diet than all the carbs that he's been getting.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know what? He's living his life. I mean, you're like you said, he may be scaring the little kids, but he's just living his best life. And I'm, as you had mentioned, we certainly hear about sometimes these sort of more aggressive animals, you know, in all parts of the country. But has Waterford ever dealt with something like this? I mean, have you dealt with something as odd as what you've been seeing, the activity in the last couple of weeks?
No, I think this is pretty special. We have our coyotes, our deers, our turtles, our other animals walking around town once in a while. But this definitely is something that is very unusual. And so we're having a lot of fun highlighting it and letting the public know.
Yeah, there's only one Cecil, that's for sure. Now, I got to ask you this, Tim. This sign, the "Have you seen him?" with the cool seagull wearing the goggles or the glasses or the little bandit, whatever he's wearing, this might be one of the cutest signs I've ever seen. And I want to post it here in the WICC studio. How do I get a copy of it? Because you know people are going to start asking for it.
Look for Facebook and find Cecil the Seagull. And we actually have a Facebook page for him. Not a lot of content on there right now, but if that's where you want more information, if you want a picture of him, you want some video of him from some of our beachgoers, then that's where it's going to be.
I want this sign, Tim. How do I get this sign?
Okay.
That's what
I can work that out.
I
got to give
great.
Credit. I got to give credit. We've created that in-house. Bert, our printer in town, we team up pretty well, and he created that, and he even named Cecil. So thank you, Bert.
Nice job, Bert. We appreciate it, especially all of us here at WICC. I love that this story is kind of, again, bringing highlight. I mean, the Today Show, kudos to you guys. That is very cool.
I couldn't believe it. Just
wow.
A shock.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Tim Cieplik, I want to thank you so much for what you do for the great town of Waterford, and thank you for telling us this very fun, but again, want to make sure people are safe story about Cecil the Seagull, and any other funny business, please let me know.
Absolutely, Melissa. And just one thing, you can out of town, in town, you can buy a day pass on weekdays at our beach. On the weekends, you have to have a pre-purchase sticker online at our website.
Oh, that's good to know, because you know after this goes live,
people are coming
to find Cecil. Oh,
yep, they're gonna flock to our beach.
You were waiting to use that punchline, weren't
you,
Tim?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was going to fit that in somehow.
Well, you stuck the landing, my friend. You did. You really did. That was perfect. Tim, thank you so much, and good luck with Cecil.
Thank you.
All right. Again, that is Tim Cieplik, who is the assistant director for Waterford's Recreation and Parks Department. And boy, Cecil the Seagull, we'll have to keep track of him right here on WICC.